Tunisia. Live. Be informed. Be involved.
Hundreds of people gathered in El Manzah Dome in a rally to welcome the Palestinian leader, Ismail Haniyeh. The audience was carrying another Hamas flags and waving them side by side. Men and women were singing revolutionary songs in support of the Palestinian cause and other still ongoing uprisings in the Arab world.
I came here to support Ismail Haniyeh and the Palestinian cause.
Before we were not able to express ourselves, I came today to express my support to the Palestinian people because, like it or not, the Palestinian cause concerns the whole Arab world.
Ismail Haniyeh spent the last day of his visit in Tunis thanking Tunisian people for the support they expressed for the Palestinian cause. He praised what he called the heroic role of the Tunisian revolution of freedom and dignity in successfully toppling despotism and repression. And he announced that the Tunisian revolution marked the birth of a new dawn of justice. Some controversy arose around a group of people welcoming Haniyeh at the airport that was chanting, "Death to the Jews and down with Israel." Another leader, Rashid Ghannouchi, called them an isolated group. It was obvious that during the event, a significant part of the Tunisian people greatly supports the Palestinian cause. But in critical periods, such as the one the country is currently living, inviting such a controversial leader may prove to be rather risky, particularly since the country's economy is in dire need for greater foreign investment.
Available on tunisialive.net.